Deus in adiutorium eum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper. Et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descendeth, our full homage to demand. King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood. He will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly food. Rank on rank the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way. As the light of light descendeth from the realms of endless day, that the powers of hell may vanish as the darkness clears away. At his feet the six-winged seraph, cherubim with sleepless eye, veil their faces to the presence, as with ceaseless voice they cry, Alleluia, 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 Lord Most High. The parents of Jesus brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory, who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord Jesus, Word of God, surrendering the brightness of your glory, you became man so that we may be raised from the dust to share your very being. May there be innumerable children of the Church to offer homage to your name, from the rising of the sun to its setting. The parents of Jesus brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Zion, prepare your wedding chamber to receive Christ the King. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, he has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you established peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in eternal life. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now is in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth. Zion, prepare your wedding chamber to receive Christ the King. Blessed are you, good Simeon. You held in your arms Christ the Lord, the Savior of his people. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took on the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed are you, good Simeon. You held in your arms Christ the Lord, the Savior of his people. On coming into the world, Jesus said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Holocausts or sin offering you took no delight in." Then I said, "As is written in the book, I have come to do your will, O God. The Lord has made known his saving power. The Lord has made known his saving power, which he has prepared in the sight of every people, his saving power. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made known his saving power. The old man carried the child, but the child was the old man's Lord. The virgin gave birth to the child, yet remained a virgin forever. She knelt in worship before her child. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The old man carried the child, but the child was the old man's Lord. The virgin gave birth to the child, yet remained a virgin forever. She knelt in worship before her child. Today our Savior was presented in the temple. Let us adore him as we say, Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. Christ Jesus, you are the light that enlightens all nations. Shine upon those who do not know you, that they may come to believe in you, the one true God. Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. You are the Redeemer and glory of your people, Israel. May your church proclaim your salvation to the ends of the earth. Lord, may our eyes see your saving power. Jesus, Desire of the nations, Simeon the just man rejoiced at your coming. Lead all men to reconcile that you still come to them.
Lord, may our eyes see your saving power.
Lord, when you were presented in the temple, Simeon foretold that a sword of sorrow would pierce your mother's heart. Strengthen us to accept the sufferings we endure for the sake of your name.
Lord, may our eyes see your saving power.
Christ Jesus, joy of all the saints, Simeon longed to see you before he died, and his prayer was answered. Hear our plea for all the dead who still yearn to see you face to face.
Lord, may our eyes see your saving power.
Gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us pray the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. All-powerful Father, Christ your Son became man for us and was presented in the temple. May he free our hearts from sin and bring us into your presence. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Ama, Redemptoris Mater, quae per via Caeli porta manis, et stella maris succure carenti, surgere qui curat populo, tuque genuisti, natura mirante, tuum sanctum genitore. Virgo prius ac posterius, Gabrielis abore, sumens illudat.